Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
What a joy it is to share those words with you once again. 63 days went by of us restrained from those words. 63 days from Septuagesima, within 70 days, we remembered the 70 years of Babylonian captivity. We were reminded in the season of Lent, this season of fasting, of additional opportunities to pray, and of almsgiving. Some of you gathered with me every single day this week. Some have not been here since Christmas or last Easter. And regardless of which camp you fall in, I am thankful that you are here. Maybe this is your first time at St. Peter's or your first time in many years. We are thankful that you are here. For those who did spend that time in fasting, in prayer, in almsgiving, in worship every single day, you understand just how thoroughly enjoyable it is once again to cry out the Alleluias. Our world is perverse. Our world struggles so with the evil that it follows. And that is because the devil is still raging. And so the devil would have us be convinced that he is winning. He would have us be convinced, just as he was convinced when Jesus was dead on his cross, that he wins. He gets the victory. But, dear church, that is not the case. Yes, our world struggles after all of these things, but you are not called to be in and of this world in the same way. Rather, you are called to walk as light. You are called to walk as salt. There was a time in our culture, and many of you remember this, where on Good Friday, everything was closed from noon until 3, so that the church and the people of each community could gather. But all of you know that that isn't the case anymore. And so people either had to take off, say that they would not be working that day, or be retired to come to worship during the hours that our Lord hung upon his cross. You remember a time when on Sunday morning things were closed. But now it is mainly just car lots, the Lord's Chicken, and Hobby Lobby. There was a time when we were a proper Christian people, a people that gathered, a people that put Christ first, and that the culture followed that. America was founded as an extension of Christendom, of the Christian West. We were founded by these men who yearned to serve the Almighty Creator, not his creation. My, how times have changed. Yes, we used to understand the beauty that is a life of a child. We used to understand how important being a woman is, or being a man, and how necessary both of these are. We used to understand the importance of family, and that the family would gather around the table and they would pray and they would eat. But now we wedge that in whenever we can, and most of our meals are spent going through the drive-thru. There was a time when you could bring your children to church to be catechized and allow the world to do much of that catechizing for you. Those days are completely gone. You cannot allow the world to raise your children. God has given your children not to the world. God has given your children to you. You are stewards of every gift that he has provided, and they are to be returned to him. This is the time not to prioritize as the world prioritizes, but to prioritize as God would have you prioritize. To rejoice in the gifts that you have received. If you are a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, grandfather, grandmother, greats, if you are an aunt or an uncle, serve the Lord how he has given it to you. How is this an Easter sermon? The answer is very clear when you read our epistle lesson. St. Paul writes to the Corinthian church, and those words ring true for us. You see, at his time, there were a bunch of pagans running around, and they did not understand the Christian church. And so they tried to turn it out. They worshiped their pagan gods. They sacrificed to their pagan goddesses. They lived a life of perversity and debauchery. And God called men and women out of that to be his children. It would be easier in your life to just walk through it like the world would have you. But that does not lead to eternal life. So St. Paul writes to them, and he declares it to you today, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. The concept that a Muslim community would be built just up the road from our community, a community that was so richly blessed by the truth of Jesus Christ. They reject that Jesus is God in the flesh. They reject that Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of the sins of the world. And they have waged war for centuries against those that hold that truth. The devil would have you turn your phone on or open the newspaper to see devilish story after devilish story to try to get you to be terribly sad or angry, mad at things you cannot control. You are called to not live like the world. You are called to live like a Christian. Let Christ reign in you. Christ is King. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. Let that old Adam that is in you be drowned and die with Christ in his death. And then rise to newness of life. As Christ is risen. You are now a new lump. Purge out that old leaven that would try to convince you to live like the world and follow the devil. Follow instead the word of Jesus, the word of the cross. Christ is our Passover lamb. He was sacrificed for us. As God had commanded his Old Testament people, to prepare a lamb that was without blemish, to slay him and mark the doors of where they were living, so that when the angel of death came to slay the firstborn, they would be protected. That blood of that lamb protected them. And it's the blood of the lamb that protects us. Christ is the Passover lamb. In his death and resurrection, we are celebrating his Passover from death into life. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness. I get it. I can't be perfect, and neither can you, not this side of glory. But that doesn't mean that I should then, in turn, live for myself. Live for my sinful passions and my sinful desires, that instead I should look to the cross of Jesus Christ. Never allow the devil to convince you that you are not loved, because you are. Whatever sin you are struggling with, bring it to the foot of the cross. Yes, the devil has attacked many over this Lenten period, physically, spiritually, emotionally, completely. Tell him to go back where he came from. Tell him he has no control over you. Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. Never doubt his love. That is what we deserve. That is what we deserve because we are sinners and he demands us to be righteous. And yet out of his love, he came down and he went to that cross for us. Yes, the devil thought that he had won when he saw Jesus on that cross. But this was all a part of God's plan. The devil is, it is necessary for him to submit to the will and word of God. Keep the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. The devil wants you to be afraid. The devil wants you to be angry. It wants you to be filled with hate. Do not allow. Yes, we have multiple groups of people not living for Christ, but take heart because God is still working. More young people have returned to church in the last few years than we've seen in years past. And they desire to live not for themselves, but for Christ. I've talked to more young men in the last year who desire a wife, who desire not the things of the world, but they desire to provide. They desire to protect. They desire to lead. And we have not seen that in quite some time. Take heart in this. The devil has no victory. Jesus Christ has won the victory. Most of us will die before Christ returns. Unless, of course, I'm wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. And he returns today. Praise Jesus if he returns today. But likely, our bodies will be laid into their graves, but not eternally. For we confess with Job, I know that my Redeemer lives. He shall stand at last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God. Whom I shall see for myself. My eyes shall behold and not another, how my heart yearns within me. The resurrection is coming. Death is not the final word. Satan is not the final word. Your sins are not the final word. Live for Jesus. This week, as we gather, I encourage you to let your faith dictate on Tuesday how you vote. I'm not going to tell you who to vote for. I just ask that you let your faith lead you. And my prayer is for our community as well, that as we vote for new leadership in our own communities, that these would be Christians, that they would rebuild Christian communities, strongholds where Christ is publicly proclaimed in the streets. Not with fear, but with joy. Be not affrighted. Christ is not here. He who was dead is alive. Death cannot contain him. The church sings. Hear our true paschal lamb we see, whom God so freely gave us. He died on the accursed tree, so strong his love to save us. See his blood now marks our door. Faith points to it, death passes o'er, and Satan cannot harm us. Then let us feast this Easter day on Christ, the bread of heaven. The word of grace has purged away the old and evil leaven. Christ alone our souls will feed. He is our meat and drink indeed. Faith lives upon no other. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.